$20 beers? Not here.
We have the live music without the...
It's Eagle Concert Classics with your host, Aaron Shaw.
On 106.9 The Eagle.
And we're back on Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Aaron Shaw. We're doing a Tom Turkey Weekend since it's Thanksgiving weekend. Playing some of our favorite Toms in rock and roll. Coming up next, Tom Petty. Tom Petty really got into rock and roll after he met Elvis Presley at the age of 10. His uncle was working on a shoot for the film Follow That Dream and invited young Tom to watch the shoot. After he met Elvis, he went home. He gave up his Whammo slingshot for a collection of Elvis 45s. And from then on, he had the rock and roll bug. Let's kick things off with Running Down a Dream.
It was a beautiful day, the sun beat down. I had my radio on, I was driving, driving. The trees went by, me and Bill were singing. I hit cruise control and rubbed my eye. The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable, and it was always cold, no sunshine. Yeah, running down a dream, never would come to me. Working on a mystery. I put my pedal down to make some time. And there's something good waiting down this road, and I'm picking up whatever's mine. Yeah, running down a dream never would come to me. Looking on a mystery. Going wherever.
gates of hell, and I won't back down. I'm gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down.
Tom Petty with I Won't Back Down on 106.9 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics, and I'm your host, Erin Shaw. It's a Tom Turkey weekend where we're celebrating some of your favorite Toms in the rock and roll world. We're in the middle of a mini concert set from Tom Petty. Now, when Tom Petty started taking guitar lessons, his teacher was none other than Don Felder from The Eagles. I mean, that's a pretty good start, right? After he got good enough, he decided to start a band called The Epics, later evolving into Mudcrutch, and that band included some of the future Heartbreakers. After Mudcrutch split up, Tom Petty decided to do a solo career, but then he wanted to go back and work with some of his former bandmates, and that's when the Heartbreakers were born. Here's Free Fallin'.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Walking through the valley, move west. down Ventura Boulevard, and the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics, and that wraps up our Tom Petty mini concert set. That was Free Fallin'. Up next, another famous Tom, this one from Aerosmith, Tom Hamilton, laying down those sweet bass lines. Tom Hamilton started playing guitar when he was 12, but decided to switch to bass when he was 14 to join a band. They had an open space for that position, so he thought, why not? He was in a few bands with soon-to-be Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry, one of those bands being called the Jam Band. They had a gig in the summer of 1970 at a place called The Barn in New Hampshire. That's where they met Steven Tyler, and the four of them agreed to move to Boston and start a band. Now, originally, Steven Tyler played the drums. Then Joey Kramer joined to give Tyler more of a chance to focus on vocals. Brad Whitford came into play, and Aerosmith was born. Without further ado, here's Dude Looks Like a Lady.
We're
That was Aerosmith with Sweet Emotion on 106.9 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics, and I'm your host, Erin Shaw. We're doing a Tom Turkey this weekend with some of your favorite Toms from rock and roll. We're focusing on Tom Hamilton right now, the bassist from Aerosmith. In August 2006, Tom announced that he was diagnosed with throat and tongue cancer, went through chemo and radiation. Up until that point, he had never missed a show. Unfortunately, his cancer returned in 2011, but he fought it again, went through treatment, and now he's cancer-free. The last song in our live concert set was Aerosmith's very first single, and it pretty much saved them from being dropped by their record label. Here's Dream On.
I'm not afraid to die.
That was Dream On by Aerosmith on Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Erin Shaw. Thanks for listening. That wraps up our Tom Turkey weekend. Next weekend, hold on to your brass, because I'll be playing some of your favorite songs from Chicago and Earth, Wind & Fire, you know, with all those great horn sections. You don't want to miss it.
Brought to you by Manning Media Marketing Solutions.
The mind of a marketing agency, the muscle of a media company.
For more information, go to manningmediainc.com.